Learning Masechtas Bamatzia Daf Kufi Beizam and Beiz, and we're starting on top of Daf Kufi Beizam and Beiz. Zok the it said in the Mishnah that Sochir Bizmanoi Nishba Venoitel. That means that usually Shvuos work that the person who is pattering himself makes a Shvuah to support himself that he's a Muxi, I'm holding on to my money further with a Shvuah. Usually you don't make a Shvuah and take. That's not the case of Shvuah in the Torah. L'mayis, it says in our Mishnah that a sochir, the day of payment, and he comes to the Baal Bas and says, you know, can I have my money? You guys, I paid you already. The loch is, he could swear and take. That's not a loch. The Gemara doesn't want to know why. Zok the Gemara. Sochir amai tekinu l'rabon l'mishtav v'shokal. Why were they masakin the sochir is allowed to swear to take his payment? Om Rav Yudom HaShmuel, halocha is g'day l'shonu kan. In this Mishnah and other Mishnayis, in a Mishnah in Shavuos, that says that a sochir, a nigzal, a nechbal, a chemni apikasi, these make a shvuas and oitlim, are huge halachas. So it sounds like it's big halacha moshe mesinai. Faith the Gemara, hani hilkas ninu, are those halacha mesinai? Hani the karnas ninu, those are the all the karnas darabonon. Every shvuas of an oitl is not mederaisa, it's mederabonon. Elam Rabbi Yudom HaShmuel, takonas gedoilish on a kan. What we meant to say was, takona is gedoilish, big takonas. Now what does a big takonas mean? So the Gemara, it sounds like the small takonas. Faith the Gemara, Gedolos b'chal dika k'tanos. What do you think? There's big tikkunos and small tikkunos. Like big tikkunos sound like, you know, there's certain tikkunos you have to keep, and small tikkunos, you know, well, everything is big tikkunos. What do you mean the ikka tikkunos? What is it? Gedolos k'tanos? Every tikkunos tikkunos. Elam Rav Nachman Shmuel tikkunos kavua ishanu kan, which means Rashi says royu la'seisum kavua la'akalem demar Torah. This tikkunos is special because it goes against the Torah. The Torah always says v'lokach bala v'lo yishalim, that he takes the shvua and doesn't pay. That when you take a shua and you don't pay, they're always the shua of a upater. The konas kavua ishonakah means the rabbanim made a takana and uprooted vashtet in the Torah. The konas kavua ishonakah, they took the shua of the Baal Bayis, it's really the shua of the Baal Bayis, va'akrua rabbanim the shua of the Baal Bayis, shadi ha-socher. They took away the shua, the right to make a shua from the Baal Bayis, and put it on the socher. Now the truth is, even the Baal Bayis wouldn't have a derice to the shua unless he was moida mixas. Where did you have a shvua deraisa on the Baal HaBayis? In a case where he's moida b'miksas. He says, you know what? You're right. I paid you half. I didn't pay the other half. So in such a case, that would be a chayav a shvua. We took a shvua al-maisa from the possibility of a shvua for Baal HaBayis, and we gave it to the... And in the Rabbanan, there's a shvua on the Baal HaBayis, the shvua's hasis. We took any of those shvuas, and we gave it to the socher. A socher can make a shvua to take the money. Now why? Why would he do that? Mara says, Bishum, Kedei Chayev the Socher. The reason is because this poor Socher needs money to live. He's working for his breakfast. The imam doesn't have any money in the house. And he's going to come say, I have my payment. The guy's going to claim he paid already. And here, we feel bad for the Socher. So we say, we let the Socher make a Shua Sanaitlum. Freit the Gemara, Mishum Kedei Chayev the Socher Mafsten Levavais. Like, what's up? Because we feel bad for the Sochir, so now there are a lot of times when the Sochir is wrong. How do we do that? When we match the Baal Bayis because the Sochir, we feel bad for the Sochir? What's up? Yeah, of course, Ruchash is lying.
Why would
they
take it?
What?
Why would they take it?
So, why? And the Baal Bayis is lying? You think he didn't pay?
No, we're not worried about lying for sure.
No, but you know, he makes sure. The challenge is who makes a sure? If not, it'll be the Sochir. Either someone has to make a sure by Kai Fakal. The shvua was on the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis says, I paid already. Really, the Baal HaBayis makes a shvua. We said, no. We make a shvua on the socher. Why? So what's your pshat? Why? He needs to live. So now, because he lives, now I'm going to lose. I really paid you. I paid you. And I can make a shvua to pay to myself. Now, you decided you don't have money yet. So, we feel bad for him. All of a sudden, we feel bad. We always feel bad for you. Well, what's up? Let's feel bad for me. So, they have the socher on the Baal HaBayis? Mar says, no, Baal HaBayis is good for nichalei. The Mishtab is Sokh Vashokal. Baal HaBayis is happy about that. Why? Because he'll never get workers in that. Because if not, he'll have a hard time getting Pilum, having workers, because everyone's going to be scared that the Baal HaBayis was tiny, he paid already. And make a shua for that. So, Frank Tigmar, not always. Sokh Guf and Nichalei, the Mishtab Baal HaBayis, Vivka. The Sokh is happy the other way. He's happy that the Baal HaBayis can be. Make a shua and pat himself. Kechil grew that there's a higher the harim. He was saying over here that the Baal HaBayis is happy because no one's want to work for him, so he wants to give them perks. What do you mean? The opposite way also. The sochir wants to give perks to the Baal HaBayis, so he'll get a job. It goes both ways. So Mar says no, that way doesn't go. Why not? Because Baal Bayis, Al Karach Ogar, Baal Bayis is always going to need workers. Like, you know, for example, let's say clean ladies. Always going to need clean ladies, no matter what. They're going to need it. So for example, no, all the way also. Sachanami Baal Karach Yisker. The Sach also, at the end of the day, even if he doesn't get the best deal, he's going to have to work eventually. He needs to bring food to the table. So he'll do it either way. So it's not a chesmen. So what's the chesmen? Why are we giving the shvua to the worker and not to the Baal Bayis? So Gemara says the final pshat. Ella, Baal Bayis torud b'payalim hu. The reason why we don't trust the Baal Bayis, even with a shvua, is because he's busy with his workers, he's busy with his job, he's busy with his business, and he's not gonna, he thinks he gave it already. He doesn't remember. This Payal who doesn't have a business, he just, his whole business is him, he remembers if he gets paid or not, and therefore will trust him more with a shvua. That's the pshat. Baal Bayis torud b'payalim hu. If that's the case, let's believe him Stamazai, because he's more on top of the game, the Sakhir. So believe him when Shvua. So tomorrow today the Hafiz dies Baal Bayis. To make the Baal Bayis feel better, they're making a Shvua, he's not ripping me off. But so pray tomorrow not a kasha. Forget about making a Shvua, have a halacha that you always have to pay with Edim. And if you didn't pay with Edim, then your Neman didn't get paid. So new din, Baal Bayis always has to pay with Edim. Menes Leib Edim. So tomorrow, Trichaluhu Milsa. It's too big of a tircha that every time he wants to pay it, they bring Edom. So therefore, we made it to call with Shvua, not with Edom. Freight the Gemara, I've never... Huh?
What about a shaver, a receipt?
A shaver, a receipt. How is that receipt going to help?
Yeah, has a receipt.
What? Well, has a receipt. So who's that helping?
I'm saying...
Okay. But the Gemara always says the shaver is the last resort, even by a loan. You're going to lose a paper. You don't want to have a paper. That's not a eitzah, the receipt. Besides, that a receipt usually a lot of times works with Edom anyway. I'm saying a shtar works with Edom, a shayver a lot of times works with Edom. So whatever, they don't want to lose it either. But here the question was, make out the kara, give it Edom, turns to three lemosa. But eis lemi kara, why don't you have a different halacha? That every time a guy comes to work, you pay him before you start. And then he's not believed anymore. The way it works is before he starts working, beginning of the day, you pay him. He's not taro, the decision start the day yet. You pay him right then. So the Gemara, Shteim Reitzim HaKafa. Both of them like getting paid at the end of the job. Why? The Baal Bayis, because he doesn't have money sometimes. He doesn't have money yet. And the Payal, because it might fall out of his pocket. Therefore, they both want Baal HaKafa. Frank Demar now cash like this. Okay, so coming out that the reason why the Payal is believed, because the Baal Bayis is Torah the Payal. Yochi, if that's the case, I feel a Katzas Nami, even if it's a Machlokes, how much... He should also be able to be nishbav anoytel. Why? Because the Baal Bayis is tar of the parlov. Alama tanya uman oimen oimen shdayim katzatzli. The uman says you told me two. Alama looks like the achal say one. Hamaitz mechavel araya. It's a maitz mechavel araya. So why don't we say there also tar of the parlov? And like the mechudusha Ran explains, bish lomik learned the reason is as kadei chayav. So then we understand there's difference between tzitza and regular because. Usually the difference in the amount is a small amount. It's not not for his livelihood. The whole payment is for his livelihood. That's what I'm going to make a shvua. But if it's for ktitza, it's not livelihood. But now that we're saying the bar is taru, that he can't think straight. If he can't think straight, he'll make a mistake in ktitza also. So the Gemara answers that ktitza vadim et ketchil enshi, that people know what they want to pay, and that they therefore recognize that if they pay or not, that they forget. But how much they made up, that they know their business already. If he's so tarud, so let's say tomorrow, the day ended today, he has to be paid today before Shkia. So we say, Bezmano, he can be a Shuva Naitel. Tomorrow, Allah is, he's not Shuva Naitel. Then the Baal Bayis is believed with a Shuva. Why? Say the same thing, it's tarud the pilot. Yochi, feel of his money now. Me alama tanan, of his money ain't a Nishuva Naitel. They're not Nishuva Naitel. So our answer is Chazaka in Baal Bayis over Mishum Baal Talon. There's a Chazaka that Baal Bayis will not be over the lav in the Torah of Baal Talon. Freit the Gemara of Amrit Baal Bayis Torah the Pile of Hu. What do you mean? He doesn't want to be over Baal Talon. He's busy with Pile. Hani merely Mars as we come with his Machiuva. So for his Machiuva is Torah. Avu Motas Machiuva on top of your Gimel Mouth. Avu Motas Machiuva Rome Anav Sheo Mitkar. Once it reaches the Zman Chiuva Baal Talon, after that he wakes up and he remembers if he paid or not. So that's why after Zmanoi, we believe the Baal Bayis. Freit the Gemara of Chisachar Oyvim Shabbat Tigzal. The Sachar also has a Chazaka afterwards. What do you think? He's asking him second payment. He's been Oyvim Shabbat Tigzal. He's been Oyvim Agzela. So Gemara says, Hasam trei chazaka achad chazaka. Gam balbayis there's two chazaka trei chazaka. One chazaka is chada im balbayis over. Mishavatol not overtol. V'chada another chazaka the ain sochim mashus charis. Let him get away with it. And the sochim has one chazaka is not stealing. So it's one chazaka against two. So therefore the balbayis wins. So there's a little obvious question here. The Chayra, when it says the Sochler Baal Tigzol and the other Baal Bayis not Chayra Baal Tigzol, like there's no Chazaka that he's not Baal Tigzol, Tosfos asks the Kasha. So I'll tell you Tosfos Rosh's Teretz. Tosfos Rosh's Teretz is that by the Baal Bayis not Baal Tigzol. If you ask for a second payment, that's the Sochler Baal Tigzol. But the Baal Bayis says, I paid already, he's not Baal Tigzol yet, because he might remember tomorrow to pay. He's just pushing you off. He says, I paid you already. So tomorrow I'll pay you then. Tomorrow he'll pay you, and then that's it. So, akaponim. So therefore, it's about tigzal. Okay, last gemara here for the mishnah for the end of the shirim. Yes, edim shetava raise a nishma v'naitel. So the halacha is if there's edim that he was teveya, then I raise a nishma v'naitel. So freit the gemara v'akatavu come on. If he's being teveya right now, what does it mean edim are being teveya? What do you need edim for? So Gemara says that we spoke out of the Mishnah, it means Omar Rav Asi should tovu bizman. It was like this. That you're not usually not nisbav naitl, right? Because it's after the zman. But if you have Edim that I was teveya, bishas maisa, I was teveya on that day, and you didn't pay me, so then I could be a shvu of a naitl. Tovu bizman, you have Edim tovu bizman. For Edim tomorrow, okay, he was teveya yesterday, maybe he paid today. But don't bust all the para. Omar Avaya should tovu calls mano. That he was teveya the whole day, and Edim said he didn't pay the whole day. So he didn't pay that day. So Frank Marvel Olam. So now because he didn't pay that day, so now he'll be Nemala Olam say I didn't get paid? And he never kapat himself? You get one day after the Tviya that whole day he still believed in Nishma V'naitel. Which means on Sunday was the end of the Pula, that day it was Edim that he was Tvei, he didn't get his money. The whole Monday could be Shavu V'naitel. But after that already, it's back to the Chazaka that the Baal Bayis paid for it. It's only the one day afterwards, because he's Tavei Bezman, he didn't get paid. He's Tavei Bezman, he didn't get paid. Edom said he didn't get paid. The day afterwards, he has a right to be Shvua of an Eitel, because the next day we say again, Tarad Mepailov that day, it's got a little Shver, Tarad Mepailov is only the day of Baal Tal, not the day after, but some say it's Askdei Chayav, that's a Rif learns. But in any case, the Gemara is saying is, you have one day after the Tavei Bezmanoi to be Nishba V'Noitel. What's the question? What's bothering you? The day was, the day ended on Tuesday, okay? Let's give it Tuesday, okay? Tuesday. What's halacha without Edim? On Tuesday, if it's Tevei's money, he doesn't get paid. Who wins? The Sacher wins, right? Because there's a Tarab Avayla. Let's say it's Wednesday. Does the Avayla win? No. Because Wednesday, really, Chazaka is about Tal, and really, there's two Chazakas. So Wednesday, he does not have it anymore. Here, the case was, he came on Wednesday to ask for his money. They said, well, it's too late. Now he knows. He said, no, Tevei yesterday, I didn't get paid. So the Mishnah says, in that case, you shuv right till today. The question was, forever now in Nishma V'naitel? No, one day afterwards. One day afterwards, Thursday, then the Baal Bayis believed. Thursday, the Baal Bayis believed already. But one day after Tevei Abizmanai, the halacha is, that's Nishma V'naitel.
Even though you bought Edom on one day.
Yeah, one day, yeah. Mm-hmm.